1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We're doing our open phones here in the 6 o'clock hour. Is this Alf in Ventura? Alf, how are you? Great. Alf, I can't hear you there, buddy. Alf, you there?
Yeah, how are you, Phil?
Good. How are you?
I called up. I was talking to your friend there, Mr. Schaefer.
My producer, Mike Schaefer.
Yes, sir. And I told him about a very wonderful woman that I knew.
Yes, sir.
Who I had to make a very tough decision for last year. And she was my wife.
And she died?
Yes, sir. I had to make the decision to, you know, pull a plug.
How old was she?
She was 56 years old. And her name was Marjorie. And she was the love of my life. I loved her very much. But she was in very, very bad pain. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is I told the man who answers your phone there, Mike Schaefer, who's a very nice man.
Mike's a great guy, real pro.
He said, I said to him that anybody who is in a position to that, where you have to decide on euthanasia or you have to decide on pulling the plug on somebody, this is a very, very difficult decision.
Well, I know it is. I had to make the decision for my dad. He was very sick, and the doctor asked me, do you want to artificially respirate him? And I said, no, I know my father wouldn't want that. And when he died, you know, and that was, God, that was 12 and a half years ago. He's 72, 12 and 82. He would be 86 now. Or 85, I guess. Anyway.
But it's a difficult decision.
Yes, it is. Very difficult decision.
But she was.
Well, let me ask you something, Alf. You say she was in pain, so why would you fault yourself for this decision?
Because, you know, you're always second guessing, but she did have terrible migraine headaches. She had fallen the previous year and had a trick knee, a very painful knee problem. And when you're getting old like we were, you get worried. And so I felt it was in the best interest to somehow try to alleviate the pain.
And what decision did you make? What did you do?
Well, the quality of life, Phil, you know, when someone you love is their quality of life had gone downhill. And she had been a very young and vibrant woman that I had married. And now she was a woman who was constantly in pain. And I would be up at all hours trying to deal with that. And finally, it dawned on me that I should end the suffering. And the decision to use euthanasia is such a serious decision, you know, that you pull the plug on somebody. So that, to think about it, and that's what I was doing.
So you were telling Mike about that. All right, so she, when you say you pulled the plug on her, what did you do?
I used sleeping pills.
Did you do this with a doctor? Did you do this with a doctor around?
Dr. Kevorkian, I'd been reading up on him, and I'd been reading up on the...
What I'm asking is, was she in the hospital?
I gave her sleeping pills. She was in a lot of pain. And no, she was not in the hospital at the time, but she'd been in the hospital for a knee. But I gave her sleeping pills, and then I very gently put the pillow...
Where did you put the pillow?
Over her face.
I'm going to ask you a question here, Alf, and I hope I get the right answer.
Yes, sir.
Your wife was in pain, had bad migraine headaches, so you gave her sleeping pills and put a pillow over her face. Did she consent to this? I mean, because, you know, there's a fine line between euthanasia and murder.
No. Euthanasia, this is euthanasia, because it's when somebody is in pain. She wanted her pain to end. She told me that. And I resent any idea.
No, I'm sorry, but you said that you gave her sleeping pills.
She wanted her pain to end. And
well, okay, all right, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry to hear that.
She was in a great deal of pain.
So you gave her sleeping pills and put a pillow over her face.
Yes, sir. But she's with me.
Can I ask you was there a coroner's report?
No, she was in a great deal of pain. We buried her. It was a dignified ceremony that I had. I buried her in the mountains. She always loved the mountains. And
you buried her?
We had a very private, dignified ceremony because a lot of people these days, Mr. Henry, you're not an old man, so you don't have to worry about this. But a lot of people these days have a very private, dignified ceremony now. We don't go to these funeral parlors or anything like that. You simply wrap the body in a sheet. I buried her in the mountains off the side of a road. And I,
did you have a service?
Yes.
Well, how many people were there?
It was just me.
You wrapped her in a sheet and carried her up to the mountains and buried her up there?
It was a service that we had.
I want to find out. Your wife, you gave your wife sleeping pills, put a pillow over her face, smothered her, wrapped her in a sheet, and took her to the mountains.
Yes, sir. What is the problem?
This is euthanasia.
This was, my wife was in pain. Ain't you seen these people? These old people do it all the time. When all of a sudden I can't do it? My wife was in pain.
And it, well, when you see these old people do it all the time, there's a woman who, or a man who is terminal, and they do it.
Right.
So tell me about the ceremony that you had.
It was a dignified ceremony. It was right off of a highway up here in the Angeles National Forest. I dug a very beautiful grave for her. I said a few words, and I rolled her in.
You rolled her in?
Yes, sir. Mr. Henry, this is my wife, who I loved very much.
I understand that.
And I would never do anything to disgrace her.
Yes, sir. But you're saying that you had a dignified ceremony, it was just you?
Yeah, and then I rolled her into the pit. And it was as dignified as I could do it under the circumstances.
Well, what circumstances could...
Well, a police cruiser came by, there were some things that happened. But a lot...
So a police car came by while you were rolling your wife into a pit that you dug up in the Angeles National Forest after you smothered her and put...
Now, wait a second. This is what she would have wanted, and I really resent immensely the way...
I'm not spinning in any other way than the way you told me. You said you euthanized your wife. She had migraine headaches.
She was in intense pain. You ask anybody with migraine headaches. She was in intense pain. And I did what any loving husband would do. I smothered her with a pillow, and I buried her in an unmarked grave off of Angeles Crest Highway. Very dignified. Hello?
I'm listening to this.
Very private.
Very dignified and very, very private.
And I am calling, and she kept waking me up at night to get her aspirin, all the pain that she was in. And I'm calling to let your listeners know that euthanasia and pulling the plug on somebody is a very difficult decision to make. Because
I understand that, and I told you that I had a father that I had to make that decision for. But he was a man who was dying from pneumonia, and he was a man who was dying from a series of strokes. He was 72 years old, and the doctor told me that he would have to be artificially respirated.
Well, then why can't you understand me?
What? There's something about your story. I understand you, and I'm awfully sorry. There's something about your story that I don't understand.
The drugs she was taking for her migraine headaches would have killed her.
What was she taking?
She was taking Tylenol with codeine. That would have killed her eventually. And I did what I think any husband would do. You would do.
For you. If my wife was having migraine headaches, I don't know that I would smother her with a pillow and roll her into an unmarked grave in Angeles National Forest and call that euthanasia. I mean, I just don't know.
Then you don't understand what it's like to be old, mister. And you don't understand what it's like to have a woman you love very much who's in serious pain. What else would you call it? If it's not euthanasia, what would you call it? And don't say that word that you said.
The murder word?
Don't. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? I love my wife very much. We were together for 33 years. Marjorie and I went everywhere together. And when she could no longer cope with the migraine headaches that she was having and a trick knee, she was dead. She couldn't play tennis anymore. You can't play a game that you love your whole life, and she loved tennis. There's only one thing to do. Have your husband smother you with a pillow.
Well, how often did she play tennis?
Every day, and she was down to maybe one set a week. She used to play tennis. She used to go sailing. She used to go shopping. She had to wear this big knee brace. Oh, God.
And now pull yourself together, okay?
I had to.
I'm sorry, sir.
What did you do? Alan.
I'm sorry, all right? I didn't mean to disgrace your marriage.
I don't disgrace. Nobody understands.
I understand. And I'm sorry that you had to use euthanasia on your wife.
You know, she used to cook me dinner, and after she got sick, I had to make dinner for myself. And when your home gets into such a chaotic and dissolute state as that, when I'm actually having to make my own dinner, she used to make it every night. You got to do something.
You want to talk to Mike some more?
I wanted to talk to Mr. Schaefer, because I had something I wanted to give him. He's a nice man.
All right, hold on. Let me... There, Mike, talk to the gentleman. This guy was, he says he euthanized his wife because she was in serious pain. But I didn't know that giving sleeping pills and smothering them with a pillow. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. One day, Phil got out of bed and went to work. That's what this music sounds like, doesn't it? Look at America, running hither and thither. Welcome, America, to Phil Henry. 1-800-449-8686. And Alf, you with me, buddy?
I'm right here, Phil.
This is Alf. He lives in Ventura. His wife, a year ago, died. He was a party to euthanizing her because she had severe pain. And you had a dignified ceremony with her. I'm sorry if I offended you.
Well, you're making it sound like something dirty. You're making it sound like something dirty, sir, and it wasn't anything dirty.
All right, I wanted to get the facts. You gave her sleeping pills and smothered her with a pillow and then buried her...
I didn't roll her into an unmarked grave. I buried her with dignity.
You were the only one at the ceremony.
Yes, I was.
Were there any grave diggers?
No, I did that. I live on a fixed income, Mr. Henry. And I cannot afford the ornate funerals that people give their relatives. Do you know how much it costs to bury somebody these days? It's enormously expensive.
I understand that, sir.
So I did it myself. I dug the grave myself.
Did she have a coffin?
I had her wrapped in a blanket.
And into the hole she went?
I did it very, very respectfully.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Austin on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to ask the gentleman if they tried any other pain medications besides Tylenol number 3 with codeine.
Well, I don't know. Whatever we got at the store, Excedrin or something like that.
Over-the-counter pain medication is for something like menstrual cramps or very mild pain, a sprained ankle.
I took that Tylenol with codeine. That stuff kicked my rear end. I don't know why it wasn't helping her.
For people with migraines, they require something a lot stronger, oftentimes, especially women.
When she was in terrible pain, I had no choice.
You had no choice. You had no choice except for her to take Tylenol number 3.
I had no choice. The only thing I could do was smother her with a pillow. Are you a doctor?
No, I'm not a physician, but I am an addiction medicine specialist, and I do know that on the spectrum of narcotics, that is a very mild, low-end narcotic.
Well, I don't know, but I mean, I don't have access to these things. But
I would think that there are other options before you choose euthanasia in that situation.
Mr. Henry, she was in terrible pain. Terrible pain.
Did you see a pain management specialist?
I don't know. Some guy.
Some guy. What, was he a doctor?
Some guy she'd been going to.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for your call. Here's Lake Forest on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Hi.
I've
been listening to this, and I had to pull off the road because I'm so outraged that I just cannot get over this.
Yeah, I'm outraged that I lost my wife, who I love very much.
Excuse me for a second, please. I truly sympathize with you. It's a horror to lose anybody, and it's a horror to have migraine headaches. I suffer from them myself.
Yes.
However, I'm the same age or just a little bit older than your wife was, and it wouldn't even enter my husband's mind to do something so outrageous as to put an end to somebody's life because of pain. People live with worse pain than that and endure worse pain than that and go on and live and
wait
make
a second,
a life
wait, you're talking about a woman who was very vibrant. Do you know how
I
much
understand.
She loved? You know how much she loved tennis?
It doesn't matter. Tennis doesn't have to be played. And wait a minute.
Play.
Excuse me. The thing that I see here is that you are a very selfish man for having to do such a terrible thing because you didn't want to cook dinner for yourself.
Wait a second. What do you mean selfish? What do you mean? My wife used to cook. She used to cook me dinner every single night of my life.
You can call out for pizza. I don't care what it is. Because somebody can't cook you dinner is a reason to end her life.
Do you know that what it's like to be awakened 15 times a night because she needs a pill?
It doesn't matter. I would wake up 1,000 times a night.
What the lady, this woman, is saying, are you sure that euthanasia is what you want to choose because your wife isn't cooking you dinner anymore?
What are you kidding? What are you people talking about?
That's what
you know,
just
you must
said.
Be some kind of a generation that I don't understand. Why
Me
does your
too.
Wife have to cook your dinner?
Every night, Marjorie cooked my dinner.
Who cares? What's the difference?
What's there's
the
only
difference?
One
Who
thing,
cares about a dinner?
As far as
her
I'm concerned.
Her life is important.
There's only
we
one
seek
thing.
Out
Do
the
you cook
medical
your...
help that she needs, not the dinner. Who cares about the dinner?
Do you cook your husband's dinner?
You want to know something? I am parked in front of a restaurant right now because I just got out of work and I had a hell of a day and I'm too tired to cook. So
and
I'll bring something in rather than put myself out or put
wait
him out.
Wait a second. You don't cook your husband dinner and he lets you live?
Are you serious?
You know that it was unbearable for
sir?
Not only...
You need a psychiatrist.
No,
man,
I don't need a psychiatrist. I loved my wife. I loved my wife very much. We were married
Nobody
for 30
that.
Years. It was
Nobody
unbearable.
Doubts that. I'm married 33 years also. Nobody doubts that you
love I will
love
tell
her.
You that it was unbearable not only for her, but it was unbearable for me.
But that's what's the more important thing to you,
well,
is
yes,
that it was
of
unbearable
course.
For you.
Of course.
And that's selfish. It was unbearable for you, so you couldn't do anything else with her. So you
well,
killed her,
what
and
is,
you said we gave her a dignified burial. It wasn't a we, it was a you, and you murdered this woman, God damn
How
it.
Dare you use that word? How
I
dare
use
you
over
use
and
that
over
word?
Again. You should be in jail.
I love this woman very much.
Yeah,
and
I know
how dare
you, but you should be in jail.
Do you know the hell that she put me through with the
it
pain?
It doesn't matter. Your pain is not
is
as important.
Is that a reason to smother her with a pillow because you couldn't get any sleep?
What are you talking about? It's like I'm not even in the world anymore. You two people don't make any sense at all.
We
I wasn't
don't make
sleeping.
Any sense.
I had to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
You need a psychiatrist.
God damn you people.
You watch your language.
God damn you.
You know
you
what,
watch
Phil?
Your language, okay?
Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to have to hang up.
All right, I don't blame you.
Your blood pressure? That woman used to cook me dinner. Now I got to make my own?
Isn't that a shame? Isn't that the most awful thing that could happen to somebody?
You're the one who's not cooking
dinner.
You're the one that's not cooking your husband dinner, and he
hey,
allows
listen.
You to live. I don't
you know
understand
what?
That. She never
microwave
loved
microwave dinners.
What?
Pop something in the microwave.
Oh, boy. If you were my wife, there's a pillow waiting for you.
Well, you know something? If I had you in front of me, I would drag you to a psychiatrist because you're a crazy person.
I'm crazy.
And you
I
know
loved,
what? Phil?
I loved my wife very much.
All right, ma'am, I understand.
I love my wife very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
I'd have a pillow with your name on it. Did you ever not cook me dinner?
Oh, boy.
This man is insane.
Oh, I'm insane?
Absolutely.
My wife was in pain. I put a pillow over
okay.
her mouth.
I'm hanging up
I put
now.
Her into a grave myself,
I'm
and I'm
up
insane.
Now. Goodbye.
Thank you.
I'm insane because I put her in a hole off the Angeles Crest Highway, and I'm insane. What a selfish B-I-T-C-H.
Watch your language, sir. We're hearing you out. I'd like you to hear our listeners out tonight. And what is that crack supposed to mean? You don't cook your husband dinner and he lets you live. What is that supposed to mean?
I don't get what it is. She said she didn't cook her husband dinner.
Yeah.
And he lets her live.
1-800-449-8686. Hold the line here, pal. Are you getting this guy's story? He says he euthanized his wife because she had severe migraine headaches. And when he says euthanized her, he gave her sleeping pills and smothered her with a pillow. Then he had a very dignified private burial. Sounds to me like he put her body in the trunk of the car and dumped her in a hole. Or am I just being stupid? What's the new thing we have on the website? We got some great audio clips from the show on the website. We have a 5-day archive on our website. So if you missed the show, you can go to the philhenryshow.com. Not only hear that the last 5 days worth of shows, but we also have some classic clips archived there. We're rather proud of our audio files. And it's extensive, and Craig's been working on it. And thanks to Bill Key, as in Zling, for his help. So we've got a very nice archive section there on our website and some other things. Just go to philhenryshow.com. Don't forget about the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD, Communism is Neat, for the 1999 year. $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, $20 for the CD. We've got $114,000 in the can, thanks to you. We get this gentleman back on the phone here. 57 years of age. His name is Alf. He's from Ventura. And he was involved in what he calls the euthanasia of his wife. Can I ask you a question, Alf? Are you there? Is the gentleman there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
I very much resent, sir, the implication that there was wrongdoing.
I want to ask you a question. Was your wife popular with your neighbors?
My wife knew some of our friends, yeah.
Do they ever ask what happened to her?
You know something? I believe that it's something that people should be brought into very slowly. It was a shock for me to lose her. I know it would be a shock for them.
But do they know that she's dead?
They do not yet know, no.
Well, where do they think she is?
I have told them, Ms. Henry, that she is visiting friends in Minnesota.
All right, here is San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah. How you doing?
Yes.
I broke my back in 89, had surgery again about 2 years ago. I've been living on morphine my whole life. Well, I should say my whole life since then. And there's doctors out there that can take care of the pain. And I've learned to be able to adjust to it.
Well, I wish I had that information.
It's called going down to your local doctor, you know.
I didn't have that information.
You don't have a phone book?
I did what I could do. I did the best I could do.
Pretty pathetic.
Pretty pathetic?
Yeah.
You should be me. You don't know. You not me.
No, you should be me, and then I'd be living a better life. Because, I mean, I live in hell. You were saying that your wife was very athletic.
RHMO wouldn't
hey,
let
I was
me do
a black
anymore.
Belt in martial arts. I learned Tai Chi. I got, you know, Hapkido.
I've done
that all my life since I was like 12 years old. I cannot bend over and touch my toes anymore.
Well, why don't you work out?
I got spinal problem, nerve damage.
He's got
damage.
A spinal problem. He has nerve damage. Can you walk, sir?
Oh, yeah, I walk. Because,
okay,
I mean,
well.
Consider yourself lucky, then, that you can walk. A lot of people break their back.
I consider myself lucky. I'd love to just shoot myself tomorrow. I'd love to shoot myself right now, but it's called, you know, you got to live with it. You got to keep
what do you
living.
Mean live with it. The lady was in pain. My wife was in pain.
I'm in pain. My well, right leg
then
like
why
it's
did you
boiling
get,
water. You don't know what nerve
then you know what
is.
It's like. Then you know what it's like. So I did her a favor.
You didn't do her a favor. I mean, I wish she could come back and kick your ass.
What,
you want her to
would,
cook? You know what? I favor the fact that I am a chef. There are things in my life that I've learned to do. I can't do my martial arts anymore. I can't do my... I mean, I was 275 pounds. I used to push weights.
I couldn't do that anymore.
I learned to do something else. I sit behind a computer and I key punch.
I couldn't live with it.
Well, then you need to see a psychiatrist.
Are you married, sir?
Yes, I am.
Well, how does your wife live with it?
She loves it.
Loves it?
Yes.
Do you know
that? She loves it. She's upset, of course, that I hurt. But I tell you what, she's the best thing going for me. She's what kept me going.
What about making love? Can you do that?
Oh, come on. You don't have
to
ask questions like that, all right?
She does it.
Whatever.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Hey, I just lay back and let her rock.
Let me ask you a question, okay?
Go for it.
My wife used to cook me dinner every night.
I cook dinner for my wife.
What?
And I hurt like hell. I can cook
Here's
her
a
some
guy.
Of the best Szechuan.
Listen
I
to
cook
this.
Her some of the best Italian. I can go out and I can throw a hamburger on the grill.
But, mister, you're
What's
crazy.
What's wrong with that?
Are you telling me?
Onions,
so you've had a spinal injury. You've had a spinal injury.
Yes,
and
I do.
You still cook your wife dinner?
I do it because I love her, and I do it because I got to live.
Mister.
You don't know what living's
comes
about.
Comes a time when you grab a pillow when that woman won't cook you dinner anymore. I grabbed the pillow. I did what I had to do.
Well, I can only hope that there, you know...
Why do I have a problem?
Well, I can only hope that... It sounds to me what you did was illegal.
Well, you're nuts.
Barry, the next thing
no,
I was
going
to say is he needs to find a good attorney.
How can you
How
can you smother a woman with a pillow, put her in a grave? You said that you had to interrupt the ceremonies because a police cruiser came by?
That it was a private ceremony, yeah. Why? What are you saying?
What are you running from a cop for?
I'm not running from a cop.
So you killed her and you haven't told anybody.
I'm telling you right now. And
yeah,
you,
I'll tell you what,
you with your spinal problem, cooking your wife dinner. Buddy, you ought to, I don't know why that woman's still alive. And I didn't kill my wife. I euthanized her.
All
right.
Enjoy life.
Yeah, and you're living through it. I thank you for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Clifton Park on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
There's no doubt about it. This clown murdered his wife.
No, I did not, and you don't understand what it means.
I hope that the Ventura DA gets a hold of you.
Yeah,
and
you don't even know what it means.
And sir, I want to tell you something else. There's a special place in hell for people like you.
Why? Because I helped my wife. She was in pain.
And I hope
she was
you rode for eternity.
She was
you
in pain.
You son of a gun. You couldn't. I mean, how selfish can you be? How absolutely selfish and mindless can you be?
And I'm supposed to let her live in pain?
It's disgusting. And you get on the national TV show.
Yeah, the national TV show.
This.
Somebody ought to euthanize you.
I didn't even believe this was a real phone call.
Somebody ought to euthanize you. We're not on a
you
TV
need
show,
to get,
okay?
You need to
all
go
right,
to
all
get,
right, okay. San Pedro on a Phil Hendry Show.
Well, what'd you hang up on him for?
Because you guys weren't listening to each other. San Pedro, yes.
I'd like to speak to the gentleman.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Sir,
I smothered my wife.
How could you play God with your wife?
I didn't play
God.
How
could you do that? What kind of heart do you have?
I didn't play God.
Absolutely.
She had bad headaches.
She had bad headaches, but there's things like surgery. There's things like doctors to help her.
Are you single?
No, I am married, sir.
You can cook?
Yes, I can.
There you go. See?
And also,
all the other guys
I was
get
in a car accident. I had 4 surgeries. I'm up for a 5th one.
Really?
And I have pain constantly.
You say it like you're going to win an Oscar. I'm up for a 5th one.
Fibromyalgia.
She's talking about surgery.
Yes.
And I'm living with my pain. I'm in pain night and day, constantly walking. But nobody has said that they would take me out of my misery by putting a pillow over my face.
You know something? It was the saddest day of my life when I had to walk over to my wife holding a pillow and press it to her face.
Well, sir,
and I had to hold her down while she struggled.
Well, of course, because you were murdering her.
Oh, my God. What are you saying?
You were outright murdering her, and you know, sir, you're not that old.
You know, you people are melodramatic.
Melodramatic?
You have just killed someone.
You smothered your wife, put her in an unmarked grave, hit from a police cruiser?
I'm looking for a woman that can cook. Is that something terrible?
Well, if I was a woman that can cook, I sure wouldn't want to meet up with you.
I thought you said you were.
I can. I have a husband.
She's married.
You know,
God damn it.
Anson's National Forest is a huge area.
You got that
Somebody
right.
Somebody should go up there and dig your wife up and have you arrested.
Why? So you got another pain in the ass with a migraine headache. Look it.
I don't
I'm
have
saying,
migraine headaches.
Saying,
I have everything else.
Everybody else
but
the
I don't have
don't
migraine
me.
Headaches. You
I'm
are
glad
a
you
murderer,
don't.
Sir,
murderer.
And you can try to negate
wife.
This situation
I
any way
her.
You want to.
I think you need a psychiatrist.
You are a hardcore murderer,
yes.
And you need
nice
to be
talk.
Arrested.
Nice
and,
talk.
You know, if I knew where you were, I'd bring the detectives to your house and arrest you this evening.
What are you talking about?
You heard
what I said. Didn't you see that movie where Robert Young shoots his wife? Why can't I do the same thing?
This is not
That's
a movie,
you
this
idiot.
It's real life.
It's real life.
And they would probably give you capital punishment because that was murder. She probably got on your nerves and you wanted to get rid of her.
Wait a minute. I thought it was euthanasia.
You need to look euthanasia.
Isn't that what they call it?
The dictionary or the encyclopedia because you have the wrong idea.
All right. I'd be happy. Do you know, how do you spell euthanasia?
Well, I'm not sure.
Well,
I'm
Mr.
Sure
Henry?
Because I don't use that.
Yeah,
in my
it's spelled
vocabulary.
EU. Let's see, euthanasia. EU. What do you mean, how do you spell euthanasia?
H-A-N-
Why don't you find...
What?
A-S-E.
A-S-E?
I-A.
S?
Euthanasia. But you know what, sir?
That
you
bitch drove me crazy. Get me pills. Get my dinner. Wash me.
You better yourself because I know after this, some policeman is listening to you, and you're going to be arrested.
I thought euthanasia was legal.
Buddy, it ain't legal. Even Kevorkian found that out. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. Okay? Thank you, dear. I got to move on to Sun City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, I wanted to talk to Al about his wife with migraines.
My name is Alf. It's Alfred.
Oh, Alfred.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
You know, have you never seen the commercials on television about the migraine medications they have now?
No, ma'am, I don't watch a lot of television.
Well, you know what? You and your wife could have had very, very many years together of happiness because they have shots that you can give yourself at home that will end the migraine in 5 minutes.
Well, what am I going to do now?
Well, it's a little late now, but you know what you really need to do is you need to go turn yourself in and ask for some psychiatric care.
I agree.
Yes, and...
What are people talking about?
Alf,
because you don't even understand
what you did, yeah.
And you need
throwing somebody into an unmarked grave wrapped in a blanket, that's not called a private ceremony. That's called covering up a crime.
That's right.
I think you're both nuts. I think you're both nuts, and you both need a psychiatrist.
Well, that's the way crazy people talk.
Are you single?
That's right.
Are you single?
Oh, I am now, but honey, I sure ain't looking for you.
Can you cook?
No, I'd be dead in 5 minutes if I was with you.
That's pretty straight ahead if you can't cook.
No, I can cook, but not for you.
Yeah, well, you probably don't.
You
cook.
Wouldn't like
you
me.
Don't
I've
cook
got
good
enough migraines
for me.
And all kinds of surgery in my background.
Thanks very much for your call.
She can't cook because she's got migraines. She's dead before she hits the door.
Okay, thank you very much. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. And you know that Sunday night is Academy Award night. I suddenly realized I don't know where I'm going to watch it because I have no TV set. And I've been getting from Schaefer and from Melissa the same story. Why don't you get connected to the culture? Why don't you get a television set? Why don't you plug in some kind of cable or some kind of satellite system? What seems to be your major malfunction? Say, I got nothing against TV. I live in a house where my wife hates television. And I also moved into a neighborhood, as I've said ad nauseum, that doesn't have cable. That's how brand spankin' new this neighborhood is. There's no cable, and I got to go down to the end of the road to get my mail. So I've got to go over. I got a mailer from DirecTV. God, I wish you would have brought it with me. Do they install?
Yeah, I think the Radio Shack
does. DirecTV install? I got to buy stuff from a specific store, and then they'll install, or DirecTV will install, right? What do I do? Do I just call up DirecTV and say, okay, my stuff's in, plug me, hook me up? That's pretty cool. So I got to do that soon. Not only that, I have to get television sets that fit into the huge cabinets that they built for the TV sets. This house that I got has got, I got to get like an 86-inch screen to fit into this cabinet.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be terrible. Well, if they were free, it'd be a great thing. What kind of TV should I get, man? I'm going to have to go shopping here with my man, Taylor. All right, so we got nowhere to watch the Academy Awards. Not that I'm going to ask you if I can go over to your house, Craig, but can I? I suddenly realized, boy, are you looking forward to the Academy Awards? I am too. Yeah, where are you going to watch it, Phil? I got to take my wife down to a bar to watch the Academy Awards. You aware of this? I have to take Maria and I are going to have to go down to like TGI Fridays to watch the Academy Awards because we got no TV. Who's going to invite us to their house? No one. And we've seen one, two, three, four, five. We've seen three of the five. I got no interest in seeing Green Mile. I don't know. Something with Tom Hanks. All of a sudden, you know how it is? Is it a terrible thing to suddenly be hated by people because you're so bloody popular? Tom, you've hit that down end of the other side of the cycle, brother. You're on the other side of the hill now. People can't stand you. They've seen you too much. They don't want to see your stinking Green Mile. They don't want to see any more of that Saving Private Ryan nothing. Get out of here. Leave us for about 5 years and we're going to love you. You'll become beloved again. So anyway, we got nowhere to watch the Academy Awards, which is probably going to be a blessing in disguise. You know, too much television. I mean, I've been watching too much of that crap. Although I wouldn't mind seeing a couple of NCAA games. By the way, UCLA tonight. Bruins and Iowa State tonight. That ball game get played? Has that game been played yet? Hey, Schaefer. Has that ball game, that UCLA-Iowa State game been played? Well, why don't you go look it up? Oh, you're talking to somebody on the phone right now. Hang up on them. What the hell, we're not taking any more calls. You don't need to talk to these people. We're not taking any more calls. Don't call. Schaefer's going to go and find out the score of that Bruin game. I'm joking. You don't have to get up. Well, go log on to the computer right there. I was on Flight Tracker. Maria and the kids' plane has landed already. I know you're doing your job, which is answering phones and screening and producing and all that stuff. We don't need to be answering no more phones because I didn't take no more calls. Hey, brother, he's walking to the other... Go to the computer that's right there. Jeez. You can log on CNN Sports Illustrated. I bet you the game ain't even started yet, and I'm sitting here screaming about this thing. And because I was looking forward to going home tonight. I'm going to see the family for the first time in a week, and I could watch a little Bruin basketball. And guess what? We don't have got no TV. But we got a big boom box. I can set that thing up in the kitchen, that little ghetto blaster thing going, and, you know, just live large. Turn that thing up to patent pending, make myself another one of those, you know, some kind of a TV dinner. And you're living large. It'll be a beautiful thing. You got 10 seconds to find that game. Now you got 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Screw it. I hope they lose now. By the way, for you Love fans from last week, here's something that's even more simpy than the thing we played last week. This is even more flower power. This is even more drippy. This thing is just too moist. Here's some more moist love music for you. They're still looking at Flight Tracker. Bruins!
Orange sky.
Bruins is what I want, Flight Tracker.
Carnivals and cotton candy and you.
Bruins, not the trip!
Yeah. Bill Henry.
Night and gale. Prettier than anything in the world. And I love you too, you know I do. Yeah. You make me happy.
What a bag.
ICS.
For you it comes so naturally, like you in my arms. Orange skies, carnivals and
ICS.
Ba, 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 ba.
What a bag.